Here's another entrepreneur question that I received and answered. This is from a local bakery. And don't worry, if you're not a bakery, it's still some great advice for any type of business that works in a local community. This question is from Alyssa. She says, do you have marketing recommendations for a small town of around 7,000 people? And my recommendations will work for larger towns. She says, I have a local bakery. The local newspaper isn't very popular. I'm already on social media, but have more followers actually from neighboring towns. I've sent out mailers and I had a few bites from that, but nothing crazy. I also work with the local chamber, although they don't do much but share on social media. But I still hear from so many people who say, oh, I had no idea you were here. This is my first time. Here's what I told Alyssa. This is Vicky Wu, and as always, we're talking about the best tips for marketing your small business. Be sure to subscribe to our channel to be notified of the latest updates. First, I love small local towns, and I really love bakeries, especially if you have chocolate. Yet it's not uncommon, even in a small town, that your business can become a best-kept secret. What we want to do is generate some local community involvement. Here's a relatively easy plan I gave Alyssa, given that she's a bakery, but you can get creative and figure out how something similar might work for your own business. Now, the great thing about this is that it can be pulled off with very little work the first time, and then you keep using that same work and you can do it more than once. Plus, I'm going to talk about some add-on pieces that you don't have to include the first time so that you can get an immediate thing going. But over time, it's ways you can expand the idea even further. My book, Pivot to Success, Transforming Marketing Missteps into Milestones, is like a masterclass in book form, offering actionable insights for you to be able to put into practice in your own business. You can find the book on my website, or you can go directly to Amazon and search for Pivot to Success, Transforming Marketing Missteps into Milestones. Grab your copy today because it's designed to help you recover from bad advice. So what did I tell her? Hold a free cupcake decorating event for kids. Now let's dissect this a bit. First, the parents will have to bring their kids into the store to participate. And of course, it's actually the parents who we're really targeting, right? You say parent or guardian must be present. And that's important because you never know, one of these kids could have a peanut allergy. So you require the presence of the parent or guardian. Free activities and stuff for kids is always a great way for getting parents in the door. Granted, these are people coming for free, so not all of them are going to be repeat buyers. But consider this is for awareness, maybe not directly for immediate sales. And she was asking about awareness. So a great thing is that they get a promotional item in hand. They're decorating their cupcake and leaving with it and eating it and tasting how great it is. And while they're there, they're seeing some of her other baked goods on display. I'd have some extras available that day because some people will want to buy. You also make sure they walk out the door with a flyer or menu so that they know what else you sell. You're also going to gather email addresses. Require a sign up in advance, which you need to do because you're going to have a limited capability of how many people you have present. And to make sure that they don't give you a fake email address, tell them that you're going to email them their ticket. And of course, you're going to want a way to capture the email addresses for the people who show up at the door, which could happen. Your email list is actually one of the most powerful pieces that you are gathering from this event. And as part of the email address, make them sign a release, ask for allergy. Like I said, you don't want to accidentally give someone nuts who's allergic. And releases is always a good thing to run past a lawyer. I'm not one. Another thing this is going to do is increase your reach. This type of event can encourage people from neighboring towns, which you don't want to overlook, if they're willing to make the drive to come to your bakery. Maybe they're only going to make that drive on special occasions and come get a cake, but it's still future business that you don't want to ignore. Your locals will be the more pop in on a regular basis, more frequent, smaller dollar items, plus sometimes larger ones. But the people in the outlying towns, since they may only be coming in for special occasions, there'll be fewer frequency, but a higher dollar value of each order. so you don't want to overlook them. Now, here's a couple more ideas on ways to boost this further. Maybe not the first time, but if you make this a regular event a couple times a year, quarterly if you want, you can boost it with a contest. So how I recommend, because you do want the kids to leave with their cupcake, take photos of each little masterpiece and post those on your social media, maybe by age group, and let your followers vote on their favorite. See, you're getting engagement from the community now. And you know the parent is going to share it with their neighbor and say, go vote for little Jimmy's cupcake. And then more people have been exposed to your business. And of course, you're going to take the winners and you're going to give them a gift certificate to use at your shop. So this boosts your social media engagement, creates more awareness, likely among people who might not have heard of you before, and gets the winners back in the door since they need to come spend their gift certificate. You could tell them it's a cash prize and give the kid 10 bucks, but they have to come claim it in person. Whatever you think will excite them most. Now you need to choose for a gift certificate amount. Maybe it could be an amount that's worth about half of a normal larger ticket item, just enough that they would pay to cover the costs for it and you're getting a little bit of profit out of it, or a smaller amount that would let them get something smaller for free and you just consider it an advertising expense. You get to control how many winners because it could be either the best one out of all of the cupcakes, or you could choose how many age groups. If you had three age groups, you'd have three gift certificates. It's really easy for you to control your budget on this. Another way you can add on is to connect your social media with an in-store special. You can take that contest aspect even further by taking the winning design in each category, and for a limited time, you recreate the design and sell those. Sure, little Jimmy is 4 and his cupcake looks like crap, but it doesn't matter because little Jimmy and his parents and his aunts and uncles and his grandparents and his cousins and his neighbors, everybody voted on it, and now they're probably going to support little Jimmy by coming in and buying a recreation of his cupcake. You won't want to make a ton of them at any one time, just a few, make a dozen or half a dozen a day, and once they're sold out that day, they're sold out. That can also create some urgency and some scarcity, but it's another way to drive people into the store, and you can take pictures every day of, here's little Jimmy's dozen cupcakes available today, and post it on your social media, and hopefully people make a run to come get it. Another way you can extend this, which I touched upon, is to create an annual event, or like I said, it could even be a couple times a year, back to school celebration, pick some timing that makes sense. And that starts building something that kids and parents look forward to every year. Oh look, little Jimmy turned 6 this year and he's in a new age group. I wonder if he can win this new age group as well. He's a budding artist, let him go for it. This gives you something to promote before, during, and after the event to your email list, which you've got more names for, on your social media, which you've got more followers for now, and maybe even get the Chamber and Main Street groups involved. So what's your business? You may not be a local bakery. Maybe you have some other kind of local brick and mortar. And I love these types of guerrilla marketing strategies that can help you really be creative without a ton of expense involved. Do you have a question on what you can do creative to market your local business? Shoot me the question on any of my social media or go to vickiwu.marketing. You'll see a chat bubble icon in the bottom right and you can ask your question there. And I'll give you some resources and I may even use your real question and answer on my website and my podcast. I look forward to connecting with you there.